Joy Thief by Allie Taylor. It creeps in on silent feet when least expected. Surprises me even when I think I've locked the door, deadbolted it. It's sneaky like that. A joy stealer arrives like a thief in the night, a masquerader, a hypocrite, a tempter, even a liar. Sometimes I throw cold water in its face, stop it in its tracks. And sadly, other times I almost relish it. Woe is me. But in my heart of hearts, I don't want to. I know better, and I hate how I feel when I succumb. Self-pity. Noiselessly, it crept up on me without warning yesterday morning. When I was cheerfully minding my own business, starting the day, getting my kids out the door for school. Through the monitor, I hear Hudson chatter in his room upstairs. You know dear Hudson, my nearly 5-year-old little guy with special needs. I'm glad he's busy because I have cleaning to do. Carnage from the recently departed lunch-making crew. Dirty cutting boards, knives, crumbs, mayonnaise, and jelly smears. I hum as I work, sip my tea. Soon she'll arrive for our weekly basement workout, and I so look forward to it. Humming along, smiling to hear the upstairs chatter, I bookmark the funny quote I'll tell her on the treadmill. She'll arrive in 10 minutes. I race up the stairs, 2 by 2, to change Hudson's diaper, dress, and give him a quick breakfast. Halfway up, I smell something. I get nervous. Hudson and I, we have history. I find him happily rocking in his upholstered rocking chair, turning pages of the little engine that could, chortling to himself. I get closer and all is not well. Brown peeks from pajama pant ankles and spills onto the cushion. Little brown hands and even a little brown face. I deflate. I've been here before, not once or twice, more. I'm overwhelmed and discouraged at the gargantuan task suddenly ahead of me and the hurry in which it must be accomplished. I kick into action, lay out a towel, strip him down, use 1,000,000 wipes in the process, bag up the clothes, the offending diaper, the pound of stinky wipes, start the bath water, and that's when it quietly creeps in on cat's feet, when the voices murmur low. I wonder how long he'll be in diapers. Maybe he'll never be potty trained. All your friends with 5-year-olds, they've been finished with diapers for years now. Aren't you getting a little old for this? Quite possibly you'll be doing this the rest of your life. Diapers are expensive. Wonder how much you'd save. The voices of doubt, self-pity, complaining, they mingle and rise. A dull roar, pilfer my moments ago joy. But I see self-pity for what it is. At least today I do. It's a joy thief, a liar, a party pooper, pun intended, a robber, and today I choose to put self-pity in its place. I fight back the only way I know how. Speak truth. Stop it in its tracks. Remind myself of the many joys and blessings I've received, how they far outweigh these fleeting moments in time, these doubts I've allowed in. And I start counting my many blessings. Maybe you have fleeting moments of self-pity, too. Don't know your journey, the pity party that knocks on your door uninvited when you least expect it. But know this, self-pity, it grows like a cancer. It eats from the inside out and leaves you nothing but a hollow, discontented shell. Whatever the hardship, pain in your journey, you don't need self-pity in the mix, too. Come on, let's do it. Let's start counting. Counting blessings, you and me separately, but together. We might just surprise ourselves. The murmurs and the voices, they'll return in the weak moments, but we'll be ready, we'll be counting, we'll speak truth loud and clear, truth about how blessed we truly are. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Comparison is the thief of joy.